Harper Audio presents The Jewel Robbery at the Grand Metropolitan, a Hercule Poirot short story by Agatha Christie, performed by David Suchet.
The Jewel Robbery at the Grand Metropolitan. "Poirot," I said, "a change of air would do you good."
"Oh, you think so, mon ami?"
"I am sure of it."
"Eh? Eh?"
said my friend, smiling.
"It is all arranged, then?"
"But you'll come."
"Where do you propose to take me?"
"Brighton. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine in the city put me on to a very good thing, and, well, I have money to burn, as the saying goes. Now, I think a weekend at the Grand Metropolitan would do us all the good in the world."
"Well, thank you. I accept most gratefully. You have the good heart to think of an old man. And the good heart, it is, in the end, worth all the little grey cells."
"Yes, yes, I who speak to you am in danger of forgetting that sometimes." I did not relish the implication. I fancy that Poirot is sometimes a little inclined to underestimate my mental capacities, but his pleasure was so evident that I put my slight annoyance aside.
"Then that's all right,"
I said hastily. Saturday evening saw us dining at the Grand Metropolitan in the midst of a jolly throng. All the world and his wife seemed to be at Brighton. The dresses were marvellous, and the jewels, worn sometimes with more love of display than good taste, were something magnificent.
"Ah, it is a good sight, this," murmured Poirot. "This is the home of the profiteer, is it not so, Hastings?"
"No, I was supposed to be," I replied. "But we'll hope they aren't all tarred with the..."